Maybe we, I should close the door here.
In case the dogs, yeah.
In case the dogs.
Do you need anything at all? Yes, please.
Should we tell them downstairs not to call up or anything? I guess it's all right.
It'll be okay.
Okay. I mean, do you think Viola might need you for anything?
No, I don't think so.
This is Anne Louise Bailey interviewing Volkmar Wenzel on October 18th, 2002, with Lely Constantinople at Mr. Wenzel's home in Washington, D.C. Would you be willing to spell your full name for...
My first name is Volkmar, V-O-L-K-M-A-R. My middle name is Kurt, K-U-R-T. My last name is Wenzel, W-E-N-T-Z-E-L.
And Lely, would you be, spell your name?
Yes. Lely is L-E-L-Y, last name C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O-P-L-E.
A lot of letters.
It's a long name.
But
a nice
beautiful
one.
Name.
It's a wonderful name. I like it.
Everyone I tell your name to thinks that is just the most beautiful name in the world. Well, if we could start perhaps with some background information, where you were born, you know, somewhat about your family or siblings, and kind of go from there.
Yeah. Well, I was born in Dresden, Germany, in Saxony. Actually, it was still the Kingdom of Saxony in 1915 when I was born. Yeah, I was born on February 8th. And Dresden was the capital of the Kingdom of Saxony. And but that ended, of course, with the end of the World War I. And so I was born there. It was a beautiful city. And it just so happens that last night I went to a very interesting talk in the Karl Schurz Auditorium at the German Embassy about Dresden. And the talk was about the restoration of a famous Baroque church. It was a good 2-hour talk with slides about that beautiful church, which was totally bombed in World War II, and I used to go past it on my way to school and home from school.
Really?
So I remember that church very well. I haven't been back to Dresden since 1926 when we emigrated here to America.
Oh.
But that talk last night made me want to go back. And it says here, Saxony, a fertile upland, lies in the heart of Europe. Its main river, the Elbe, is Eastern Europe's most direct trade route to the Atlantic. During the Middle Ages, rich deposits of silver, tin, copper, and iron, semi-precious gems were discovered in Saxony's southern mountains. The Saxon monarchs took great pride in their title of elector, as only 7 German rulers held the privilege of electing the Holy Roman Empire. So it goes back, and it was a wonderful city. I remember it had a famous opera house built by Semper, who was a famous architect. And we used to go there as children on Saturday afternoon when they would have plays of the fairy tales, usually the Grimm's fairy tales, and Andersen and all of those. They would play them for the children, and that was wonderful. We had a nursemaid who always took us there, and also to the, it was also